As plans coalesce for an international conference this summer, smaller-scale diplomacy continues. President Bush is scheduled to meet separately with Israel's Ariel Sharon and Jordan's King Abdullah in Washington next week. And in Cairo, Arab officials will gather next week to discuss the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. As NPR's Kate Seeley reports, the meeting comes amid growing Egyptian frustration over what it perceived as the U.S. failure to push harder for peace in the region.
In a remote Nile Delta village, a group of political activists from Cairo commemorates the death of a 23-year-old Egyptian. Milad Mohammed, the son of a poor farmer, was shot by Israeli soldiers as he attempted to cross the Egyptian-Israeli border near Gaza last month. He was not armed, but he failed to heed Israeli orders to stop. Before leaving his village, Mohammed had reportedly told a cousin that he was angered by Israel's military offensive in the West Bank and had asked, "How long are we going to remain silent about what is going on?" He didn't tell anybody he was going, says Mohammed's grieving sister, Kasami. If he had, we wouldn't have let him. Standing on rooftops, state security forces monitor the ceremony at Milad Mohammed's house while a truckload of Egyptian police waits nearby. Their presence, says one activist, reflects the government's nervousness about a potential backlash from growing Egyptian outrage over Israel's actions in the West Bank and Gaza. Increasingly, says Mohammed Kamal, a political scientist at the University of Cairo, that anger is being compounded by frustration with the Egyptian government.
Most Egyptians feel humiliated and they feel that their government is unable to take action. So some of them decided to take matters into their own hands.
In April, Egyptian authorities reported picking up at least seven other people, including two boys under the age of 13, who said they wanted to join the Palestinian uprising. But most frustration here has been channeled into anti-Israeli protests, some of which have turned violent. There have also been fundraisers and telethons for Palestinian relief. Blood and food donations have been organized, and a campaign to boycott Israeli and American products has been gaining steam, according to Ashraf El-Bayoumi, a member of a local boycott committee. Still, says Bayoumi, Egyptians want their government to do more to show its anger over what Egyptians view as profoundly unjust Israeli policies.
We look at Israel as a settler, colonialist, racist state. We fought against apartheid of South Africa for years. Coexistence with a racist entity is impossible.
Bayoumi, like others here, is calling on Egypt to tear up the peace treaty it signed with Israel in 1979. But Nabil Osman, director of the Egyptian State Information Service, believes cutting relations would be counterproductive. He acknowledges the anger with Israel, but says Egypt has an important role to play as a mediator between Israel and the Palestinians. He adds that Egypt did take a strong stance at the beginning of Israel's recent military offensive, downgrading ties with the Jewish state.
Egypt stands as the voice of reason in this part of the world, in spite of all the turmoil, and will keep challenging Israel to accept peace, fair, comprehensive, and just.
Osman says peace is not possible, however, unless the United States makes a real effort to pressure Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon, the man most Egyptians view as the main obstacle to a settlement in the region. But many on the streets of Cairo these days say they have growing doubts that the U.S. is able to do so. Professor Kamal says this growing disillusionment with the U.S. and Israel is undermining the average Egyptian's vision of peace, especially those born after the signing of the Camp David peace treaty.
Now, this Camp David generation is having second thoughts about Israel because of its policies and about peace with Israel. And this is a very serious matter, because when people lose hope in peace, then there is no other alternative but war.
Analysts here say only extremists are calling for war with Israel now. But the fear is that unless an Israeli-Palestinian peace is reached soon, extremism will grow. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Cairo.